In 1951, the American Zionist Committee for Public Affairs, usually known as AZCPA, was born. The lobby was still openly tied to American Zionist infrastructure, but by 1959 the name changed. The American Zionist Committee for Public Affairs became the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, APAC. The word Zionist disappeared from the title. Support for Israel was being moved beyond explicitly Zionist organizations and into a broader American conscience. APAC's genius was understanding that Israel could be sold to different audiences in different ways. To liberals, Israel could be presented as a democratic refuge after genocide. To conservatives, Israel could be presented as a strong military ally. To Christians, Israel could be tied to biblical imagination. To Cold War planners, Israel could be useful against Soviet influence in the Middle East. To Congress, Israel could become a safe vote. In the 1950s and early 1960s, APAC was still relatively small. It did not yet look like the giant pressure machine of the 21st century, but it was learning how Washington worked.